Blog Talk Radio.
He's given us a new day, not yesterday, but today. Yesterday is past, and today is new. And because yesterday is past and today is new, we got to start over. We get a do-over. Can you say thank you, Lord, for the do-over? Thank you, Lord, for a new day. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. For we are grateful. We are thankful. We are blessed to be sons and daughters of the Most High God, given a new day, given an opportunity to be better today than we were yesterday. Somebody, didn't wake up this morning. Somebody was not given a new day. And we need to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this new day. Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to serve you. What a mighty God we serve. You know, this morning when I was working on today's word, you know, I was all prepared. You know, I went to my little Psalms, and I was like, we're going to have Psalm day. And, you know, and I went to Psalms 119 because we're in Beth. You know, we're so in the second alphabet of 119, and I was all excited. And, you know, my word was going, blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. And God said, that's not the word. I said, what? You know how you have your moment of, what, God? You know, uh-uh. Your word is see that no one renders evil for evil. Anyone pursue good. I was like, oh, okay. And then he started showing me me. I was like, wow, God, you really do mess with people, don't you? But then I thought about everything. You know, I was having a moment about a political ad that was just bothering my spirit. And, you know, flesh, when they go low, you know, Michelle Obama won the election, I believe it was, and she said, when they go low, we go high. And I thought, that is, you know, and that was, you know, how I was feeling. But when somebody you know is getting just beat up, and you're like, when they go low, kick them in the teeth. That was the flesh. And God said, you know that is so not right. And I'm like, I know what. And then God said, that we don't give evil for evil. When someone is going evil, that shows their character. When you do evil for evil, that's showing your character. Well, she was talking about me, so I'm talking about her. She said this about me, so I'm saying this about her. Wrong. That's not the way it works. That's not how God wants us to work. You got to learn how to keep your time behind your teeth. And I'm not speaking to everybody but myself. But I can't render evil for evil because someone said this about me. I can't go in and say, well, you know, they did this, that, and the other. Not right. Can't do it. That's flesh. That's not of God. And God will hold us accountable for how we treat each other. In this season of political hatefulness, evil for evil, going back and forth. You got me this time, but I'm going to get you next time. Said this about me, I'm going to say this about you. You talked about my mama, I'm going to talk about your daddy. You said this about my sister, I'm going to talk about your brother. That is not of God. And we as men and women of God have got to get out of the mess. We've got to get out of the mess. We cannot continue allowing foolishness spoken from the pulpit where we're speaking evil. Evil is being spoken out of the pulpit of God every Sunday. And God is getting tired. Foolishness. When you call a political party demons, and the people in it, you're calling demons. When you don't know their character, you don't know their hopes, you don't know their dreams, you don't know what they do for God. But you call them demons because of political affiliation. But because of your political affiliation, you call yourself, you're the greatest thing ever. But you're spewing evil. You're being idolatrous. You're looking at things in the wrong way. We have become God in how we speak and how we treat our neighbors. We have become a judging, hateful nation of quote-unquote Christians. And God will hold us all accountable. God is a God of love. All through the Word, he talks about love. Even when he was taking them through, it was because he loved them. And they had lost their way. And sorry, you, he will beat your behind. What does it say? Spare the rod, spoil the child. God does not spare the rod. Yes, we go through because we deserve to go through sometimes. And sometimes we go through to make us stronger. But the bottom line is whatever you're going through is to make you better, to make you know who your father is. I'm grateful my daddy loved me, and I'm even grateful for the chastisement. Because he sure did get my behind. Go low, community. That's not what you do. You better love him. You better forgive, and you better keep moving. Because your soul is what you're trying to pursue. Where do you want to spend your eternity? And as you're kicking them in the teeth, farther and farther down that path you're headed toward destruction, damnation, and into the pit. We can't go low. We can't be evil for evil. We got to pursue God. And we cannot continue thinking we are the judge of everybody. We have placed the government in bedrooms. We have placed the government in doctor's offices. We have placed the government over our children. We did that. And when you have a corrupt government, understand you have corruption in your house, corruption with children, corruption in your doctor's office. The government has no business in people's personal lives. And we don't understand as we pursue our goal, we can also pursue our destruction. The word that God gave you this morning. We have to be careful. We have to pursue him. We have to pray without ceasing. It's not just words. It's reality. Father God in heaven, we come to you in prayer this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus, lifting up this word, God, that this word touches hearts, minds, and spirits, God, that those that hear it, Lord God, will say, what must I do to be saved if they do not know you, Jesus? Father God, we are asking right now, Lord, let this word permeate in the atmosphere. Let us meditate on this word, God, that what we hear, what we read, what we study, what we meditate on day and night, that it touches an unclean heart. Lord God, give us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us today. That we start this day off right with your word. That your word, Lord God, goes as high as the heavens to the deepest depth of the sea. That those that hear it will know it, will think about it. As evil starts permeating the airwaves, as evil starts permeating the pulpit, as evil starts permeating the atmosphere of this planet. We got to pray, God. We got to pursue you, God. Pursue you over everything else. And study your word. That is, get into our spirit and every fiber of our being. Father God, I lift this word up to you today. Asking you, Lord God, to increase as I decrease. As I pray every day, Father God, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, God, be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength. And you, Lord God, are my redeemer. I lift up today this holy word, praying that it touches someone's heart, someone's mind, someone's spirit, that they understand and know you are God and we are your children. You are in charge of everything. You knew us before we even made it into our mother's womb. You knitted us back. You knitted us back. You, oh God, are great and greatly to be praised. And again, I lift this word up in Jesus' name. Asking that increases our decrease. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. We are in Jeremiah. And whew, y'all know it has been great. So we are in Jeremiah chapter 21 through chapter 22, verse 30. Then we will be going to our second alphabet in Beth of Psalms 119. We'll be in verses 9 through 16. And our word from this morning is coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And our word is actually coming from verse 15. And all I can say is, whew, God don't play. So get your Bible, because this is Bible study. Get your Bible, guys. Get your Bible. I am coming out of New King James. I'm getting the disclaimers out early. I'm coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principle Bible, Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for each day of the year. We are on October 18th. Wow, this year is flying by. I am, as I say, coming out of the New King James Version. I am getting my disclaimers out early. When you hear me say life lesson, life example, life questions, what the Bible says, those come from Dr. Stanley, and it's his commentary And I'll say Dr. Stanley said, so you'll know that I'm coming out of a life lesson. I am not paid by In Touch Ministries or any of Dr. Stanley's ministries to tell you to buy this Bible. But I will tell you, this Bible is one of the best Bibles to ever have in your biblical arsenal. Get this Bible. It is great, even if you're just meditating on your own. It is a great Bible to have in the morning. It's a great Bible to have in the evening when you just want to spend some time with God and do some study. This is a great study Bible. And you can buy it, .com, which I also am not being sponsored by, even though if they everybody here called Christian.com, they can sponsor me. But anyway, ChristianBooks.com is a great place to buy Bibles and any Christian material that you need. And I say this because so many of our stores have closed. You know, I was a Christian book. I was there every week. I love the Christian bookstore. And ours closed. And so ChristianBooks.com is probably one of the best places to buy any of those types of things. So anyway, not paid by them, my disclaimer. Again, thank you, Israel Houghton, for allowing me to use Moving Forward for my theme song. I love you. I love you. I love you. Kurt, you know you're my guy. Pastor Fred, thank you all for not sponsoring, but at least being listeners and followers. Thank you so much, you know, Beth Moore and all those mother readers. I just want to say thank you up front. Now let's get into your words. Get your Bibles, y'all. It's time for Bible study. And it says in the word of God, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord when King Zedekiah sent to him. For sure, the son of Micaiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Meshelah, the priest saying, please inquire of the Lord for us. For Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, makes war against us. Perhaps the Lord will deal with us according to all his wonderful works. The king may go away from us. Okay, now y'all understand Zedekiah don't like Jeremiah. So let's keep it moving. It says, then Jeremiah said to them, thus you shall say to Zedekiah, thus says the Lord God of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands with which you fight against the king of Babylon and the Chaldeans who besiege you outside the walls. And I will assemble them in the midst of this city, stretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and fury and great wrath. I will strike the inhabitants of the city, both man and beast. They shall die of a great pestilence. And afterwards, says the Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, his servants and the people and such as are left in this city from the pestilence and the sword and the famine into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of those who seek their life, and he shall strike them with the edge of the sword. He shall not spare them or have pity or mercy. Now you shall say to this people, thus says the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He who remains in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But he who goes out and defects to the Chaldeans who besiege you, you shall live, and his life shall be as a prize to him. For I have set my face against this city for adversity and not for good, says the Lord. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And concerning the house of the king of Judah says, say, hear the word of the Lord, O house of David. Thus says the Lord, execute judgment in the morning and deliver him who is plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. Lest my fury go forth like fire and burn so that no one can quench it because of the evil of your doing. Behold, I am against you, O inhabitants of the valley and rock of the plain, says the Lord. Who said, who shall come down against us? Or who shall enter our dwelling? But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings. says the Lord. I will kindle a fire in its forest, and it shall devour all things around it. And when we're reading this, you're saying, but Lord, you just said we don't do evil for evil. But in this being evil by killing everybody and burning the city and doing this, and I mean, I'm asking God these things. As I'm like, okay, Lord, but you said that we don't do evil for evil, or wicked for wicked, or bad for bad. But this is being mean and evil to me. And God said, no, this is punishment. This is chastisement. This is understanding that when you don't do what is told of you as a parent over to do what's wrong, you get up, basically, you get out of your square. Your square is light. And you go from, you as you walk, your square gets lighter and lighter and wider and wider and wider until you make it to the gate. But when you get off your square, it gets darker and darker and darker and darker until you can't see and you're in the pit. And God is saying that as we read, I read this, I was like, well, Lord, you're killing babies and mothers. And he said, in the day is coming where it will happen again because the evilness of men. We bring these things on ourselves. Punishment, discipline, not doing what's right in the sight of God. And our daddy don't play. He said what he will do and what he do. He says he will do, he will do. I already told y'all my story. One spanking by my father, that was it. Didn't need another one. Did what I was told. Because I realized that what I was told to me in love. What God tells us in love. Chapter 22 of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah. And there speak this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, O King of Judah. You sit on the throne of David, you and your servants and your people who enter these gates. Thus says the Lord, execute judgment and righteousness and deliver the plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. Do no wrong and do no violence to the stranger. Y'all catch that. The fatherless or the widow nor shed innocent blood in this place. But if you indeed do this thing, then shall enter the gates of this house, riding on horses in chariots accompanied by servants and people, kings who sit on the throne of David. But if you will not hear these words, swear by myself, says the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. But thus says the Lord to the house of the king of Judah, you are Gilead to me, the head of Lebanon, yet I surely will make you a wilderness, cities which are not inhabited. I will prepare destroyers against you, everyone with his weapons. They shall cut down your choice cedars and cast them into the fire. And many nations will pass by this city, and everyone will say to his neighbor, why has the Lord done so to this great city? Then they will answer because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God and worshiped other gods and served them. People, places, things. We got to be careful that we don't serve people more than we serve God, that we won't go out and do things for people more than we will do for God. Places. We can't go and say, oh, I'm going to worship here at this place. I'm going to this place, this place, this place. And things made by hand. We cannot bow down to them. But worship them. There's one God. And he is a jealous God. Verse 10 of Jeremiah chapter 22, weep not for the dead, nor bemoan him who goes away, but he shall return no more, nor see his native country. Whew, Lord, thank you. But thus says the Lord concerning Shalom, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, who reigned instead of Josiah's father, who went from this place. He shall not return here anymore, but he shall die in the place where they have led him captive, and shall see this land no more. Woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by injustice, who uses his neighbor's service without wages, and gives him nothing for his work, who says, I will build myself a wide house with spacious chambers, and cut out windows for it, paneling it with cedar, and painting it with vermilion. Shall you reign because you enclose yourself in cedar? Did not your father in righteousness? Then it was well with him. He judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well. Was not this knowing me, says the Lord? Yet your eyes and your heart are for nothing but your covetousness, for shedding innocent blood and practicing oppression and violence. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament him for him, saying, alas, my brother, or alas, my sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, alas, master, or alas, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of a donkey, dragged and cast out beyond the gates of Jerusalem to Lebanon, and cry out, and lift up your voice to Bashan. Cry from Abram, for all your lovers are destroyed. I spoke to you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear. This has been your manner from your youth, that you did not obey my voice. The wind shall eat up all your rulers, and your lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then you will be ashamed and humiliated for all your wickedness. O inhabitants of Lebanon, making your nest in the cedars, how gracious will you be when pains come upon you, pain of a woman in labor. As I live, says the Lord, though Conah, Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were descendant on my right hand, yet I will pluck you off, and I will give you into the hand of those who seek your life, into the hand of those whose face you fear, the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and the hand of the Chaldeans. So I will cast you out, and your mother who bore you, into another country where you were not born, and there you shall die. But to the land to which they desire to return, there they shall not return. And this man, Coniah, a despised broken idol, a vessel in which is no pleasure. Why are they cast out, he and his descendants, and cast into that land which they do not know? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, write this man down as childless, a man who shall not prosper in his days, but none of his descendants shall prosper sitting on the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. Don't play with God. Some life lessons from Jeremiah chapter 22. Verse 16, he judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well, but not his knowing me. To know God is not merely to have a peace pay you back. Those who know God love to serve him. Those that know God love to serve him. We serve God. You don't have to go out and tell everybody what you do. What you do for God, you do from your heart. What you do for the poor and the needy, you do from your heart. And you don't have to go and tell everybody what you do. God is the rewarder, not man. You do what you do because you love God and you love his people. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 21. This has been your manner from your youth, that you did not obey my voice. God speaks to us in both our prosperity and our hardship. Our job in both cases is to listen carefully for his voice and to hear and obey what he says. What has God been saying to you lately? What has God been saying to all of us? He's telling us we got to love each other, not to do evil for evil. We wonder why certain things happen. I don't know. But I do know one thing. Be careful who you put in leadership. Because all of you will suffer for what they do. When you treat the stranger and the needy and the alien, if you want to call them that, but it mostly says the strangers at your gate. If you treat people who are in need in a despicable way, watch what God does. That's all I'm saying. Watch what God does. God don't play. And unfortunately, we all suffer when we have leadership that does not do what they're supposed to do. If we have leadership treating the needy bad, then watch what happens to your nation. God is speaking to us all today. And we're going into our second alphabet of the 119th Psalm. That, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Talking to God. With my whole heart, I have, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips, I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I rejoice in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. I got filled up because we got to remember who God is. How can a young man cleanse his way by taking heed according to your word? And Dr. Stanley breaks it down and says this. If we want to please God and honor him with our lives, we must get to know his word. The Bible warns us of dangers ahead, steers us toward the heart of God, and gives us the wisdom to flourish in a dark age. We are entering the dark age if we don't change our ways and quit rendering evil for evil. But God, money, 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 the root of all kinds of evil is the love of money. You have folks that will sell their souls for a dollar, and it's not worth it. You have folks coming on talking about, well, I'm not afraid of going to hell. Okay, but you don't bring that to everybody else. Our children being indoctrinated into all kinds of things that the Bible says are not of God. We've got to say not anymore. Love will conquer all of that foolishness. We've got to love each other as God loves us. We got to hide his word in our hearts that we might not sin. Proverbs 27 and 14. He who blesses his friend with a loud voice rising early in the morning, it will be counted a curse to him. The loud voice early in the morning. You know, they're waking somebody up. It will be counted as a curse. Got to be careful what we do, what we say, and how we say it. Can't preach nobody but myself. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But concerning the times and the seasons, brother, might want to get a notepad on this one. You have no need that I should write to you. But you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. But when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day, are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith. You have your armor on. And love. And as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other by one another, just as you also are doing. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Did y'all catch that? In the church body, we get so caught up in he said, she said. We are just as mad sometimes as the world. And I say, Lord, forgive me if my mouth has gone astray. Forgive me, Lord, that I will walk in righteousness. We got to ask forgiveness. We got to repent. And the word again, verse 12, and we urge you, brother, we're talking to the church, not to the world, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Don't get mad at your pastor because they tell you the right thing to do. Don't get mad at the deacons because they're trying to keep order in the church. Don't get mad at those that are over your ministry because they want to do what needs to be done. Get caught up in Jesus. Get caught up in the Lord. Get caught up in holiness, righteousness. But mostly get caught up in love amongst yourselves. We, the church, have got to be at peace before we can go out of those four walls. Now we exhort you, brother, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, and be patient with all. Did y'all catch that? This is for us as leadership. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, and be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Can't have that. I'm getting my spirit. I don't care about her. I don't care about him. We can't have that within the body of Christ. We work together, but always pursue what is good both for yourself and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And I'll read it again. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not despise prophecies. test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole heart, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. He will do it. Brother, pray for us. We got to pray for each other. We got to pray for the body of Christ. We've got to pray for our churches. Churches are closing. Good churches. Faithful churches. People of God. Churches are closing. People of God are running in fear. We've got to be faithful. You've got to do what you've got to do for God. Pay your tithe. Give your time. Give your talent to the Lord. Musicians out there, don't go to church. Churches need musicians. Singers sitting at home. Choirs need singers. Folks mad at the church. Can't stand them hypocrites. My hand was up. That was me. Sitting at home. On Sunday, my husband, great musician, sitting at home on Sunday, not giving to God, but with you, God. And I ask God daily, forgive me. Forgive us. Because we didn't do what we were supposed to do. Yes, we were having Bible study. Yes, we were praying without ceasing. Yes, we were going to churches with T.D. Jakes, with G.E. Patterson. But G.E. Patterson was not the one that came and utilized my husband. Because G.E. Patterson was already gone. T.D. Jakes didn't know us from Adam. Because we weren't in his church. He was watching church. Get into the body of Christ. Find a church home. There is nothing sadder than reading obituaries when people have no church home. No church home. No belonging anywhere. Find a church home and covering from a pastor who will love you. I always recommend mine. I love my pastor and I love my church. And you do find love. You do find peace. You do find joy. Come and visit us. 2600 South 5th Street. Greenfield, Illinois. If you are in the United States, for my brothers and sisters who are out and you're coming to Springfield, come visit us at the table. Because you will find those things. And you will find the joy of the Lord. And he said one more time, we stay together. Brother, pray for us. Pray for me, family. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that to be read to all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. God is giving us an assignment. 1 Thessalonians 5:2, you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. When does a thief hit his target? No one knows. So it is with the return of Christ. No one knows when he might be returning. There are no clues hidden in the Bible that can help anyone figure it out. You got all the folks talking about, well, you know he's coming on June 1st, 1988. June 1st, 1988 is coming on. Did Jesus come? Well, he's coming on Christmas Day, 1999. Sorry, he's coming on December 31st, 1999. We won't be going into the millennium. oh, Y2K came and went, and the world is still turning. No one knows the day, no one knows the hour, and there is no clue in the word. Keep looking. You will not find it, because the Lord tells you all through, these things are going to happen. But those things have not all happened. So why are you listening to prophet liars? Losing your mind. Read the word. Study it. What did it say? Hide it in your heart. 1 Thessalonians 5:6, let not super let us watch and be sober. Jesus told us to watch for him and keep at his wisdom. And Paul merely elaborated on the same message. The prospect of Jesus' return should inspire us to keep working, not to get lazy. We've got souls to save. We got work to do. 1 Thessalonians 5:14, warn those who are unruly. Comfort the faint-hearted. Uphold the weak. Be patient with all. Grace ministers to different people in different ways, depending upon what they most need at the time. Some need stern warning. Others need comfort. Some need help. But everyone needs patience, for we all fall short in many ways. I'm not perfect. But I tell you one thing, I love God. More than anything, I love God. Because I know where he brought me from. And it's been a mighty long way. And the word says this is a life question that you can take with you today. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? What did the Apostle Paul mean by pray without 1 Thessalonians 5:17? Now, how is it possible to carry on with normal life while praying without a break? First, the apostle did not mean that we should walk around all day mumbling prayers to God. Rather, he taught that we can live in a constant attitude of prayer, even as we go about our daily routines. Of course, no. Of course, on some days we'll pray much more than on others. But regardless of the particular item on our to-do list for the day, we can maintain a natural attitude of prayer that encompasses our whole life. When we develop such a prayerful outlook, prayer becomes our first instinct anytime we face a challenge or encounter a difficulty. When we maintain an attitude of prayer, we don't even have to think about moving from first gear to second. From an attitude of prayer to a practice of prayer, it never occurs to us that we should not pray. Come on now. Should we pray about trivial matters? Yes. God listens to every prayer because he is interested in every aspect of your life. He invites you to pray about whatever concerns you, interests you, confuses you, frightens you, or in any way touches or challenges your life. Prayers to find lost glasses or to mentally retrieve forgotten information are both worthy requests. God has called us to be a people of prayer. Regular communication on this level creates, through prayer, we discover the goodness and faithfulness of God. But while taking time to get alone with God is the ideal, we don't have to limit ourselves to such time. God hears our prayers no matter where we are. The devotional writer, Oswald Chambers, encourages us to put reckless confidence in God. He says that too often we limit our praying precisely because we do not cast ourselves on his grace and mercy. Will ourselves consider such wild trust in God foolhardy, even madness? Probably. But so what? Only through prayer can we tap into the limitless resources of God. Only by praying can we test the Lord's promise. If you ask anything, come on now, John 14:14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's what God said. Prayer is one of the best ways we have to remind ourselves that God is our gracious Heavenly Father and that we are his most much loved children. And again, brothers and sisters, see that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourself and for all. Rejoice is always praise without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And for my churches out there, do not quench the Spirit. So many times, the Spirit is in the process, and we stop. We stop singing. We stop playing. We want to go on with our program. Two songs and a poem. And we quench the Spirit of God. Don't quench the Spirit. Don't quench the Spirit. Be kind to each other. That is all the word of God for this morning. If there's anyone that has a word from God that they would like to speak, now's the time. If the one on your phone, if you're calling in, it's 213-943-3597. Before we get out of here, a word from our sister in Christ, to Carolyn, from Carolyn's gift. And this morning, it is simply this. Peace is not the absence of problems. Come on now. But peace is the presence of God. Have a tranquil peace. Thank you, sis. It's just a beautiful word. A beautiful word. Let God use you today, family. Let God guide you. Move forward in the Lord and know that all things are working for good because God said so. And so let's go into our prayer for this morning from our prayer book on this October 18th day. And it says this, goodness itself. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. You know what? God just do that. Won't he do it? I see a call coming through, and we're going to answer it. We might be a little over this morning because this prayer needs to go forth. But good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Moving Forward. Your line is open, 6962.
Yes, this is Evangelist Teresa. I have an awesome testimony to give. For 105 days, I had a tension/nerve headache. On yesterday, I got the injections, and praise God Almighty, the headaches went away. Then I
praise
had an infection in my right leg, and God took it away. No infection. Ooh. And I thank God because I've suffered with that infection since 2018. But ooh, I kept relying on the word of God. I shall heal thee, my servant. And he's doing it. Every day my arm is getting better and better. I don't care how long the road is because my God said, I am the God that will guide thee. I am the God that will protect you. And I thank and praise God. It's such a blessing to wake up, no headaches, no infection. Because if you trust in God with all your heart and lean onto your own understanding and all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And I thank and praise mm-hmm. him, for he didn't have to do it, but he did. Yes,
all right,
yes.
Ma'am.
I looked at
Evangelist,
yeah,
come in and had a word. And as again, we'll
yes,
go with this. Goodness itself, let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. And what do you say?
Amen.
Pray without ceasing. And the word that God gave us this morning in our prayers is, good Father, everything you are is full of life. Come on now, Evangelist, all up in
you. Thank you, Lord.
The passion of your heart pours itself out over us with unending goodness and favor. Healing, right? Your love covers every lack of our character. You delight in restoring us to you, not because of what we lack, but because of who you are. It is always too much to comprehend. Without your revelation, there is no chance for understanding. Though we see in part, we will one day fully know, even as we are fully known. What a hope. Ooh. Lord, let my life be drenched in the oil of your love, soaking into every dry and cracked part until every cell is saturated in you. What we talk about this healing. It's healing, saturating every cell. Come on now, Lord, let my life be drenched in the oil of your love, soaking into every dry and cracked part until every cell is saturated in you. Woo.
Lord,
excuse me, I'm healed.
Lord,
it is not too much to ask of you when you willingly offer your love to all.
Yes.
I am undone by your affection. Under the weight of it, I am coming alive. I feel like my heart converts with love. Let me live in this place, making it easy to hold fast to your goodness and reject everything that distorts it. Woo, hallelujah. Yes. I'm filled up. And are you loving? Are you loving out of an abundance of the love God gives? Are giving it away, hoping you'll receive something in return. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We give God's love freely, knowing that there is none like him. And as I pray, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. We got to pray for God to let those words permeate us. And as we depart from each other, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other in Jesus' name. I pray over you and yours. We pray without ceasing. And as we go out this morning, evangelists, would you pray us out? And
just
thank
I will.
All of you for listening in this morning. It's a wrap as we pray out because we're going to pray without ceasing. We're not giving evil for evil. We're giving good. Because we love God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll pray us out, evangelist.
Dear Heavenly Father God, please, first God, forgive me for any sin. Cleanse me, God, that my prayer may be healed, heard before thee, O Father God. I thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord, that shall permeate our souls, Lord. Open our mind and our ears that we may hear from thee today, God. God, I thank you for your servant, Pastor Bridget Smith, God. How she's faithful to you, Father God. Lord, I ask you to touch each and every person that heard your wonderful word this morning, Father God. May we walk in your sight, God. May we not turn to the left or the right, God, or walk backwards. We got to walk towards you, Father God. Keep us, God. Keep your head of protection around us, God. And let us know that no weapon that shall be formed against thee shall prosper, God. If we trust in you, God, you will lead us. You will guide us, Father God. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every hearer today, God. Let them know, God, to walk with you, God, not with the world. Lord, we can be of the world, but God, we're in the world, but we're not of the world, God. Help us, lead us, guide us, Father God. We thank you, God, for everything, Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Be blessed, family. Enjoy your day in the Lord, knowing that you are moving forward. Stay in the light and watch God work in your life. Have a blessed day. Congratulations. We give God honor, glory, and praise of his healing power. Hallelujah. Over Evangelist Teresa. Continue to keep Mother Rita and her family in your prayers. Again, they have lost a loved one. Please keep Mother Rita in your prayers, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over her and to continue guiding her. But she is light, oh God, and I thank you for her. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening in. Join us again tomorrow morning. Tell a friend to call 213-943-3597. We are here Sunday through Friday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. God willing. Have a blessed day, family. It's about.